Mary had a little lamb,
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Overnight, Manhattan prosecutors filing a murder charge against Luigi Mangione for last week's shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, gunned down in the streets of Midtown Manhattan as he was visiting for a conference. Police launching a multi-state manhunt. A senior law enforcement official confirming to NBC News that a handwritten note saying in part, "These parasites had it coming," was recovered. The 26-year-old suspect was captured Monday, recognized by an employee at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, 5 days after the murder and 280 miles away. Police say Mangione's identity was not on their radar until the sighting.
No, did not have his name prior to today.
Officer Tyler Fry, just 6 months on the job, responded with his partner.
He was wearing a blue medical mask. As soon as we pulled that down, or we asked him to pull it down, me and my partner and I recognized him immediately.
The arresting officers asking him if he had been in New York City recently.
He became visibly nervous, kind of shaking at that question.
According to the complaint, Mangione initially gave police a fake New Jersey driver's license, the same one police say was used to book a room at a Manhattan hostel. The charging documents also revealing when officers searched his backpack, they found a black 3D printed pistol and silencer. Mangione was born and raised in Maryland, his last known address in Hawaii. The high school valedictorian later graduated from the Ivy League school UPenn in 2020 with a master's degree in computer science. The Mangione family reacting to the news, writing they're shocked and devastated by Luigi's arrest and extending their prayers to the Thompson family. The case sparking global interest and some online backlash against the insurance industry. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro speaking out overnight.
I understand people have real frustration with our health care system. This killer is being hailed as a hero. Hear me on this. He is no hero. The real hero in this story is the person who called 911.
At McDonald's. Oh, you know, I mean, at least there's a conversation now about, you know, healthcare and the horrible, horrible, horrible state of it in this here country. We are the only developed country that does not have universal healthcare. Just saying. And so the idea that, you know, we're finding out all about this this person, Luigi Mangione, feels so good. Chuck Mangione's, distant, I don't know, flugelhorn. Every time I hear the name, it's all I could just think of, you know, driving in my dad's car. You know what I mean? Listening, because he loved that. He loved the Mangione. He loved the, apparently Norman loved a flugelhorn. Yeah, I mean, listen, the idea that he's a folk hero, that's interesting. I don't think it's 100% true. But you know, here's Fox News actually celebrating the left, celebrating him, so that they are making Luigi Mangione out to be a liberal. Well, you know, I looked at just about everything about this guy, and turns out he's not a liberal. His parents are extremely conservative, so much so that they own a radio station in Baltimore that features the likes of Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Charlie Kirk. Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's just like I don't know why they will actually you know, like cozy up to a Kyle Rittenhouse, but not to a Luigi. I guess because Luigi Mangione represents some sort of an attack on corporate, and a Rittenhouse was somehow an attack on Antifa. I that's all I could think of, because one is a hero and has killed two people, and the other one is not, and was victimized, according to him, by the health insurance industry. And this is why he lashed out. Turns out that Luigi Mangione went to Ivy League University of Pennsylvania. That is an Ivy League school. He got his undergrad degree there. He got his master's degree there. He got his graduate degree there. And he is a computer science graduate degree holder. What he seemed to want to do with his life was make video games, because who the hell doesn't? Do you know what I mean? Like, this game is so beautiful, you don't even need to, you know, just watch it now on your computer. You know that? Am I the only one that sees those stinking ads, and it's always like of some half-naked girl in a Viking costume? Am I the only one that sees that cartoonish kind of a gal who is saying, this game is so beautiful, and you don't, okay, whatever. This is what he wanted to do with his life. Anyway, turns out he had some sort of a very painful back problem. Now are you paying attention? Good. Because most of this audience, okay, has either a very painful back problem or will have a very painful back problem very shortly, or is married to or knows somebody with a very painful back problem. He is only 26 years old, and he had an issue with his spine, his lower spine. And he was living his life, and apparently he had gone to Hawaii, and he was living in a place where, you know, it's kind of a communal thing where you pay $2,000 a month and you get to, you know, live in this place where you can live and work on computer development, tech stuff, okay? Way beyond my pay grade tech stuff, okay? I can't even hook up my smart lights, okay? I can't even do the plug. I can't even make it, like, see, my iPhone will not see it, okay? It just won't. I even went to the Apple store, and you know what they said? Oh, that's a third-party app. Oh, so you're out? You see what the problem with corporate America is, okay? Do you see how the Apple doesn't want to talk to the Microsoft? The Microsoft doesn't want you talking to Apple? You know what I'm saying? It's like a whole competition that's being held in your hand, in your freaking hand, and all you want to do is turn on and off the lights. Okay, so he had back surgery. He had left Hawaii, and he had back surgery. He had fusion, which is what we were talking to Linda, the postal worker, remember, the letter carrier? She had had spinal fusion. That is a major thing. He had posted a photo of the steel rods that were placed in his back, and he then never returned to Hawaii. He was supposed to go get his back looked at and then go back to Hawaii. His friend in Hawaii kept on texting him and you know, saying, hey, let's catch up. Where'd you go? No one could find him. No one could get in touch with him. It turns out that he started to plan this caper of his, this murder of his, right at that point. Now, there's a lot of reading to be done about him. Some people say, no, it was perfectly obvious that he was not on pain meds ahead of the surgery. After the surgery, we don't know, because no one saw him. You know, his family is a very, very wealthy family. His family comes from a long line of real estate moguls, starting with his grandparents. Okay, his grandparents apparently developed the idea of golf course living in the 1970s in Maryland. They bought a golf course, and I guess they refurbished and, brought it back to its glory days. And they realized that there was a real estate model that they could create around living on a golf course. Then his father also went into the real estate business, but he expanded into nursing homes, and also bought a radio station. Again, featuring conservative talkers, okay? A lot of conservative people. It's really fascinating, and it wasn't until he, the shooter, was in screaming agony that he got the surgery. Then all of a sudden, you know, he realized that the healthcare system in this country was like a disgrace, a disservice. It was a horror show. Now, he was just arraigned in Pennsylvania. They want to extradite him to New York. He's fighting extradition to New York. He's been denied bail. And before he went into the arraignment, he screamed about how the American people are being bamboozled by this and that we're too smart to be duped.